This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, hello dear friends, good morning, such a beautiful, beautiful morning. This is such a beautiful book. I love it because of its painting. It's by Mary Osborne and is illustrated by Troy Howell. I will put the link of this video, of this book, so that you can see, and it's just a fantastic book. So let's read it, Chariot of the Sun God. So I learned about the dandy handy boy Apollo from this story, mostly. Okay, Chariot of the Sun. Let me put the light right. The story of Phaeton and Helio. Phaeton entered the gleaming palace of the sun god and walked to the throne room. He stopped in the doorway, blinded by the radiance of Helio. Blinded by the radiance of Helio, the sun god. He wore a purple robe and sat high on a throne of emeralds. Around Helios stood his attendants, whose names were Day, months, year, century, hours, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Come to me, my boy. So who are the attendants of Helios? So it's all about the units of time, right? Maybe, but there is no minutes and seconds. That's kind of strange. Day, month, year, and there is no week. Maybe because the day was not yet created, the world. So it's created in 7 days in a week. Century, hours, and no decades. Spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Come to me, my boy, said Helios, the sun god. The sun god has two names, Helios and Apollo. And I think in Roman mythology and Greek mythology, it has different name. One is called Apollo, one is called Helio. But whenever you see Helio and Apollo, more or less, I am not completely sure. I am so new to this. They are the same person. It means the same thing, the sun god. Okay, Phaeton stepped forward and bowed his head to shield his eyes from the sun's awesome brightness. Then he kneeled before the throne. I'm sorry for the airplane sound. I think my voice can cover the airplane sound. I want to open the window so that I can get some fresh air. Let me stop here.
Okay,
let me continue. The airplane sound has gone a little bit. You know, this is a free world. Anyone can have the freedom, have the right to make noise, right? You can make your opinion, whichever right or wrong. You can make your noise, whichever conscientious or not. You can blow the grass blower in the middle of the day. Nobody can say anything. You can fly an airplane with the biggest noise. Nobody can say anything. Well, that's it. Anyway, let's come back to the story. No, not too much distraction. Phaeton stepped forward and bowed his head to shield his eyes from the sun's awesome brightness. Then he kneeled before the throne. Phaeton kneeled down before the sun god. What brings you to seek your father? Helio asked gently. I came to get Phaeton. Is Phaeton the son of the son of Helio? Blinded. Phaeton and anyway, I came to get your promise that I am really your son. Oh, so Phaeton want to prove he's the son of Helio or Apollo. You know, this is many, many thousands years ago, or a very long time ago. There is no DNA kits yet. So if this happens today, you get a DNA test and you get it solved immediately. And the pity of it is that there is no more story. If you do not have a DNA kit, you can make up all the stories. We can read these books. There is always something good out of something inconvenient. I came to get your promise that I am really your son, Phaeton answered. The boys at school laughed at me and say I am not. But my mother always said my father is the son. Climene is right, said Helios. The nymph Climene had a child by me, and it was you. To prove I am your father, I will give you anything you ask. I swear it by Styx, the river of oath. So a nymph is a forest fairy. It must be that Helio or the sun god one day went to the forest and had a Romeo and Juliet moment, and then had a son, and then the nymph Climene had a son. Father, I've only one wish. I want to do what you do. Early each morning, I want to do the same thing as you early in the morning. I want to drive your fiery chariot along across the sky and turn night into day. Oh, so early in the morning I get up and I can turn night from day at dawn time. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Oh, no, 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 no. So cried Helio. I cannot allow you to do that. Oh, no. Oh, no. But you promised. I spoke too rashly, please. May the gods allow me to take back my promise. It's too late, father, said Phaeton. But this is the one wish I cannot grant you, my son. The trip is too dangerous. Even Jupiter, greatest of all the gods, cannot drive my winged horses. They are hot. They are hot with fire. So, Helios, this story makes me very uncomfortable to say the word Helio instead of Apollo. If I am really the chariot of the sun god is by a wind horse and the wheel is very hot. No, you can't. How can you? I can drive them, father, if I am really your son. No, you can't. How can you fight the spin of the world? How can you fight the wild beasts and the terrible monsters? But Phaeton only smiled at Helios. Let me check. Helio and Apollo. I just cannot get over it. Helio and Apollo. Helio and Apollo. Apollo. Oh, Helio is a Titan god, while Apollo is an Olympian god, is the son of the Titans, Hyperia and Cia. While Apollo is the son of the Olympian god Zeus and the Titan, Helio rides flaming chariot, dragging the sun across the sky, while Apollo spent his time on earth. What is the difference between Helio and Apollo? Okay. Story of Mist. The God of Titan. Oh, I'm so confused. Helio and Apollo is different. Okay. So there really are a lot of key difference between the characters. But however, some version of Greek is mistaken for one another. In some of the stories, it is Apollo and not Helio who dragged the sun across. When Roman adopted Greek myth, Apollo was more strongly associated. I am confused. I am very confused. From what I understand, Apollo is Greek mythology and Helio is more like Roman. Mythology. It's just so confusing. Okay, I will use the word as this book, for whatever reason. I'm sorry for the confusion in the middle. I'm sorry for wasting your time. Okay, it's too late, Father Helio. Okay, but Phaeton only smiled at Helios. I know I can do what you do, Father, he said. The sun god tried to stall for time, but the goddess Dawn was coming quickly upon the palace, getting ready to throw to throw open her chrism door and to shine forth. The moon's thin crescent had vanished from sight. The stars had taken flight. It was time for Helios' fiery chariot to begin its daily course across the sky. Helio and Phaeton stepped out into the cool air where the chariot waited. The gleaming cart had tires of gold and spoke of silver, and every jewel imaginable sparkled in the rosy light of early morning. Oh, this is... rosy light of early morning. As Phaeton walked around the golden chariot, marveling at its beauty, his father tried to think of ways to stop him from taking the terrible journey across the sky. But when birds began singing, Phaeton cried, "I must leave now, father," and he jumped into the shining chariot. The four-winged horses, stamped their hooves and breathed fire from their nostril as two goddesses, both named Hours, fastened their jingling harnesses. The sun god rubbed a magic slave on Phaeton's face to shield him from the heat. The sun god rubbed a magic salve on Phaeton's face to shield him from the heat. He set his crown of flashing sunbeam on the boy's head. Then he looked at his son and sighed. "At least, listen to my advice," he said. "Keep to the middle path. Do not veer off to the side. Neither getting too high nor too low, for the sky and earth need equal heat. If you are too high, you will burn the sky. And if you are too low, you will burn the earth." Oh, is that because Phaeton drove his chariot too low? So California, we have a fire. Burn the earth. "All right, father," cried Phaeton as he held the reins proudly. And the horses neighed and pawed the ground. "Follow the wheel tracks of my daily path," cried Helio. "Spare the whip and hold the rein tightly.
"I will, father, I will. And beware of the northern bear and the twisting snake in the sky." Before the sun god could say more, Phaeton snapped the rein. This is time, Father, he said. Day is calling, night is gone. Suddenly, the four horses leapt forward into the boundless sky. Don't go, my son, shouted Helio. Let me give the word light today. But Phaeton couldn't hear his father. The swift hooves of his horses ripped open the clouds. And then the wind steeds soared higher and higher into the sky. The chariot was so light, it tossed back and forth like a ship on stormy waves. The horses grew frightened and galloped faster until they were more swift than the east wind. Phaeton pulled hard. They were more swift than the east wind. What is east wind? How is east wind? There must be a story about it. I do not know. Sorry. You just imagine. Phaeton pulled hard on the reins. I think that's something to pull. But he could not slow his horses down. He looked around wildly, but he could not see the wheel tracks. The horses had left their worn paths. Oh, the horse has lost its way. Milul. So the horse's nostrils has fire and golden gleam and the dawn time. As he wheeled off course, Phaeton's sunbeam warned the constellation. The snake stirred from its icy numbness. The great bear woke in a rage and began lumbering about the heavens. Phaeton looked below, and when he realized how far away the earth was, he became sick with fright. He was frightened. He called in panic for his father's help. He yelled for his horses to stop, but the horses galloped out of control. They swept past more savage beasts in the sky, past the giant scorpion that sweated black venom as its curved stinger reached out towards the fiery chariot. Well, that boy didn't listen to his father. He kind of getting his payment, right? There is a consequence for whatever action we are taking. Kind of make sense. Phaeton dropped the reins, and the horses bounded into regions they'd never traveled before. They crashed into stars. All of heaven cried out in terror as the fiery chariot careened off course. I think it's a fall down or something. Okay, let's continue. Phaeton dropped the rein and the horses bumped into a region they had never traveled before. They crashed into stars. All of heaven cried out in terror as the fiery chariot careened off course. The moon, the skies, and the earth all caught fire. Flames spread across mountain tops and burned the snow, spilling black smoke into the clouds. Even Mount Olympus, home of the gods, was besieged with fire. Oh my. That's a big disaster. Oh boy. That is what we say, oh boy. Then Phaeton saw the earth set aflame. Oh, everything glowed white hot. The desert, woodland pools and springs. Everyone on earth was trying to escape the great fire. The gods of the underworld and even the sea nymph in their deep ocean caves felt the searing heat. Oh my gosh, it becomes a supino. Oh, the ocean was burning. Mother Earth shielded her hot forehead and shuddered in agony. Burdened with flame, she cried out to Jupiter, the greatest of gods, "Hurl your lightning bolts now and end this fiery death caused by Phaeton." Then she could speak no longer, for the smoke and flames were choking her. Jupiter, hypnotized by the sight of flames licking the world, roused himself when he saw Mother Earth dying. When he saw Mother Earth dying, he rolled his thunder, then lifted a giant bolt of lightning behind his head and flung it through the sky. The bolt struck the sun, Chariot, breaking its wheel and spokes, and fire extinguished fire. Flame put out flame. Oh, I think it's Jupiter's fire extinguished the fire of Phaeton, and Jupiter's flame put out the flame of Phaeton. I am guessing so. And the mad horses leaped free of their harnesses as Phaeton fell from the sky. Oh, Phaeton's hair was on fire as he fell, leaving behind a trail of sparks. He looked like a falling star, far from home. Half a world away from his father, he fell into a river. The river god held Phaeton's poor, smoldering body and bathed his burning face. Then the water nymph buried Phaeton, and on his tomb they wrote, "Here lies Phaeton, who tried to be the sun. Greatly he failed, but greatly he dared." For a whole day, the sun god mourned his son. He refused to drive his chariot, and the men and women on earth had to burn fire to gain light and warmth. When Jupiter went to see the sun god, he found him sitting on his emerald throne with his head bowed, not moving, as he said, in mourning. In mourning, Jupiter bid Helios to look up and answer to him for not driving his golden chariot. But Helios cursed the god of the skies for throwing his thunderbolt and killing Phaeton. "I had no choice," said mighty Jupiter. The boy's ambition nearly ended the world. Mother Earth was burning and dying, but now she is too cold, Helios. She needs your heat, or she will die from freezing. The sun god bowed his head further. "Rise, Helio," roared Jupiter. "Stop blaming me for your son's death. You have work to do. The world is waiting for you." The sun god heaved a great sigh, then slowly rose from his throne, trembling with sorrow. He strode out of his palace. The four winged horses, who had leaped free from Phaeton, were snuffling in the cold early air, stamping their hoof as dawn opened her crimson door. Crimson. I should know this word because it's an art word, crimson. But I only know red, dark red, yellow red, and purple red. Anyway, it's kind of the early dawn color, crimson color. Let me look at crimson color. Crimson color. Color. Oh. Okay. Now you can see the crimson color. So these are the crimson color. Got an idea, right? Okay, the sun god stepped into a gleaming golden chariot. He put on his crown of flashing sunbeam, the same crown Phaeton had worn. Then the two goddesses of ours yoked the four winged horses with jingling harness, and as the weeping sun god grabbed the reins tightly and snapped them, they bolted into the boundless blue sunlit sky. What is this about, this story? Is about not listening or about a storm? I just do not understand this story. If any of you know this story, the sun explosion, is this about the Big Bang Theory? I feel confused. I am so used to fables and tales. There must be a moral. Le moral de cette histoire. There is not very much I can understand. It's just a story. I'm very confused. Anyway. The chariot of the sun god. Bye bye, friends. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do.